Hi there. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Peter Llewellyn. I run the services at medcomsnetworking.com. So information services, resources, activities for people who work in and around the global business of medical communications, medical education, medical publishing, associated businesses, and so on. Importantly, we also provide a lot of information for people specifically who are looking to join the business. Maybe they want to be an account manager or a writer or whatever. If you go to Network Pharma TV as an example, you'll see lots and lots of videos on all sorts of matters around about medcoms. So providing information for people who want to know more about our business, and at the moment I'm having a bit of fun chatting to people across the sort of medcoms community about their personal journeys. How did they get into medcoms and what are they doing? Just short little recordings. And today I've got Tom with me. Tom, I won't steal your thunder. Tell us who you are and where you are.
Perfect. Thank you, Peter. So I'm Tom Harrison. I'm currently a content account director at Performance.io. So we are a little bit different to kind of traditional medcoms. We are a pure SEO and performance agency that operates purely in the healthcare and pharmaceutical space. So for those who aren't familiar, that's search engine optimization, commonly referred to as SEO. So we do a lot of optimizing web content for pharma clients in terms of making sure that what they do ranks well. So I've been at Performance.io now for a year, but I've been working in medcoms for about the last 4 years now.
Okay. So look, let's go back to the beginning, can we? So just literally just start us. Where did you go to uni? What did you do? How did you get into your first Medcoms role, and what was it?
Yep, so I started off at Lancaster University doing a integrated master's in biochemistry. So I think 2 or 3 years in, I kind of stumbled across medical writing being mentioned by one of my lecturers who had a colleague who knew about medical writing and med comms. So heard about that as kind of a career option, really, and was looking for something that was more, that was kind of fast-paced, a way to utilize science in a different way. So started pretty much from then, going to your events, so going to
Right,
the
okay.
Network Pharma event. So I think literally in my second year of university was the first event that I went to, and then I kind of kept coming regularly, every year or so to the to those events and learning a bit more about med comms and how it works and what kind of agencies they were and the roles, and started building up a connection with people from various agencies and looking at the grad schemes that were available. So ended up on the grad scheme at Lucid. So that was a kind of hybrid medical writing slash accounts grad scheme. Get a taste of everything and figure out what you liked. So made connections through that and went through their kind of assessment day process. And that was my entry into med comms. So worked at Lucid for a couple of years. So went through the grad scheme and then very quickly realized that I was interested in medical writing as opposed to the accounts. I think initially what drew me towards potentially the account side was the client interactions and that kind of thing. And then I soon learned that actually you do a lot of that as part of being a medical writer as well. You do a lot of
Right.
those presentations in front of clients. So it kind of had the best of both worlds. I had the science underpinning the content development, but also that lots of interaction with the team, with clients and things too. So then kind of progressed through to medical writer there, but then was looking
Can I
for
just? I'm just gonna. I'm just gonna.
medical.
I'm just gonna cut in there. Just explore that a little bit more. And maybe make the point to someone who doesn't know that much about the business. Most people come in as a writer or an account manager. There are training schemes for account managers and writers. And so you went into a more of a hybrid type of training position, didn't you? Just out of interest, what was the process like to get into that? Were you given writing tests and so on? Or I think you mentioned an assessment day. Just a little bit, just to give us a sense of that sort of a training scheme. Can you just tell us a
Yeah,
bit?
so I think actually because I'd been attending those kind of careers events and I'd built up a relationship with the kind of hiring manager there who was focusing on those grad schemes, we ended up talking, I think, every year at these events.
All right.
because he knew me well, knew I was key, and I then kind of managed to get straight into going to the assessment day
Okay.
for that. So because I think we'd had enough chats by then. So we went straight to the assessment day, and then that was, you know, a full day of doing a writing test in terms of you know, doing on a laptop, doing your research and putting together, I think it was a while ago now, but I think a kind of mock article, and then there was also a kind of editorial task as well, which was separate, and then group, and then an individual presentation that we had to prepare in advance and then bring that with us and then deliver that presentation as part of the day as well. So a few different tasks, and there was kind of five or six of us who were all doing the day at the same time. And then as well, so it's having a few interviews as well. So individual and group interviews of people from the team.
Okay. So it's just worth making that point that there is that sort of a hybrid entry route in. And in that first year, you spent time working specifically on account management and writing type projects, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. So we had a kind of formal training program. So there was, you know, a few months of timetable training across both accounts and writing across from various people across the business, and also interacting with kind of the higher ups in the business. So learning about how Medcoms worked, how finances worked, all those kind of elements too. So getting a real sort of holistic view of how everything worked. And then meanwhile, also being allocated to a given team within the company and being able to shadow medical writers or account managers within that team as well, to learn a bit more about the day-to-day. And then you kind of slowly phased into spending a bit more time doing the actual day-to-day on client work with your specific team, as that formal training kind of came to an end.
Okay. So, and in the course of that, you were saying that you were particularly interested in the writing side, but then I interrupted you. So where were you going there?
Particularly interested in the writing side. As soon as we kind of got into doing client work most of the time, those were then the sort of deliverables and projects that I worked on. And, you know, as it always is, I joined at a very busy time. So I think once you say what you like doing and what you're good at, you quickly end up doing a lot of that in terms of the client work. So definitely doing more of that writing role. Then progressed through to kind of associate medical writer, then through to medical writer over the time post the end of that sort of fixed term graduate scheme. But then there were people on the same scheme who did go into being account executives instead.
Right.
So people did kind of split both ways. But I went on that writing trajectory through to when I then moved to Open Health instead.
Okay. And keep going then. So as a medical writer, and again, it's worth making that point. You've made it. Let's make it once more. You know, you liked the client side of it, the client service side of it, but you were finding that as a medical writer, there was perhaps more of that client relationship type activity than you had expected. And that's something that people get wrong about medical writing. They think you sit in a little cupboard and just sit there and write. So that's just a point that's worth making. So that sort of satisfied both sides of what you were looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's easy to assume, you know, you hear about writing and you'll just be doing all your research and working on manuscripts and deliverables and various things, and then you won't actually get any face time with clients or people in the team. But that's definitely not the case. Where I was and where I've seen it work best is when, you know, the person working on those deliverables who's kind of leading from that content side of things is then the person who sends the emails to the clients, goes on the client calls, walks through things, has that direct interaction, because then you're not having to use other people as middlemen in that conversation as well. Definitely enjoyed that part of it and being able to go through these directly with clients is what I really enjoyed. I think over time realized that the type of projects that I enjoyed the most were those more sort of digital orientated projects. So things like working on websites, working on e-learning, doing kind of animations, things like that as well. So wanted to get more of that kind of work, because I think, you know, being in a big all service agency, you do a bit of everything. You do all of the events, you do Congress materials, you do advisory boards, and then you do, you know, whatever the client needs. So you can only kind of get so much in the way of the kind of work that you want. So then I moved to Open Health as my next step, because they, you know, had a kind of digital comms team at the time seemed to have more of an offering dedicated to that. I thought there'd be people I could learn a bit more from in that perspective and focus more on those projects. So moved there and did in a sense definitely got more exposure to those kind of projects, and that helped me learn a bit more about the kind of work that I wanted to do. But then I think still the nature of being a kind of all service agency is you are somewhat at the whims of the client, especially when you're in a, you're in the writing team. You have to do what comes your way. So even though your team will try to give you as much of the kind of work that you want, but you do have to do a bit of everything. So again, I was still kind of realizing I wasn't quite in the niche that I wanted to operate in, really. Which is why then I moved on after a year of being there to moving to Performance.io, because then they wanted a specifically digital medical writer, and because they purely operate in the niche of search engine optimization and web content, then I knew that that would obviously be all the work that I'd be doing in terms of focusing on search, on the data, on producing content for these websites, on then the analytics that feeds into it. And that was very much the part of the work that excited me the most. So and very much enjoying it.
And it's turned out the way you hoped, sort of thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just been good because I've been, I think it's difficult to, especially when you're looking at different agencies, to know what your day-to-day is actually going to look like, what kind of projects you'll be working on. And I think to a point you don't really know until you start, because it depends on what the clients need at the time. I think that's then when you have to think, right, do I want a bigger agency? Do I want a smaller agency, somewhere that operates and only does certain kind of projects, or somewhere that does a bit of everything? And it's one of those as well where you don't know until you try, So I think I needed that time first, those initial
Just on
agencies.
that point, Performance.io is a small agency, isn't it? Just gives a sense. It's UK based, is it?
It's only 5 years old, just over 5 years old at this point. So has predominantly UK based employees, but then also has a small team based out in the US that are trying to grow up, and then also a India division as well. So working from a few different geographies, but at the moment predominantly UK, and about between 50 and 100 overall over three spaces at the moment, employees. So yeah, still quite small, but
And
growing quite.
just out of interest, just from a practical point of view, bearing in mind, the last 3 years have been a bit disruptive to lots of people's working patterns. Do you tend to work from home? Are you all working remotely? Do you have hybrid type working patterns? How's that work?
So the majority, particularly those who, working out of the UK, do live in and around the London area. So we operate out of the WeWork spaces around London. So those are the kind of co-working spaces where you book a desk, and then people from different companies are all working at the same time. And then we have a couple of set office days. So typically Tuesday and Thursday in a week, everyone across the company comes in on those set days. So it's hybrid. So do 2 days a week in the office, and then 3 days working from home. But then there are those who live further afield. So I'm a bit further out. I'm in Milton Keynes, so I have a bit more flexible. So I kind of come into the office once every few weeks, whenever I need to, really, around meetings and socials and things like that. But yeah, predominantly we do have that 2 day a week, which works very well for those in terms of always having a full office and lots of people around you on those particular days, people you can interact with. And I do very much enjoy the days that I do go into the office.
And so, looking at the next year or two, I don't know. Can you? You're can, so medical writing content account director sounds like it's mixing up the sort of the content of medical writing and the account direction in a way that you said that you were quite keen on. But sort of, where's the direction? Are you going more in client services direction now? Is it still very much the roots in a sort of medical writing content generation type of position, or how do you see? Just have you got? Do you know what's happening in the next year or two?
Partly why I, came into the business and kind of come to this position in a year's time, I guess, is one performance IO kind of needing more of those people with that kind of pharma medcoms experience working with these kind of clients. So I kind of came in and now I've developed the, helped grow out the content team, and now lead on the majority of our kind of more medical focused projects, because we do also do some consumer
Okay.
commercial work as well, and also do have a animal health division, so do a lot of work with that too. So the more kind of traditional pharma medcoms kind of clients, I tend to work on those, and that's now, something we're trying to grow out in terms of our presence within this space, which is why that we're attending a lot of these events, and yeah, I'm really trying to grow the team so that we have the SEO expertise, the very large team, and that's the biggest team kind of within the business. Then we're also trying to grow out our kind of med comms content team too, to show that we also have that scientific offering to then back that up as well. So yeah, I think kind of staying in this sort of hybrid, I think, as I go working more on new business and working on kind of heading up the team and working on that. So yeah, and enjoying having that kind of responsibility, I think, across the business, which is something that, would take longer to get in a much larger agency. And that's one of the perks. I think it depends, what you like and what suits you, but this role of working across quite a few different areas, and helping to kind of grow the business and the team is something I'm really enjoying.
Excellent, excellent. And it's slightly cliched, but I feel I want to say it. There's a lot of people working in med comms. We have debates all the time. It's like, a lot of information is generated. It's, does anybody get to see it sort of thing? And I suppose, without wanting to be too simplistic and cliched about it, I mean, that's what you're about, isn't it? That's what Performance IO is about, is making sure that the content is actually found by people, which seems quite fulfilling in itself.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the crux of it, and that's really what drew me in this direction was, as you say, across med comms, there are definitely instances where you produce content or different deliverables for clients, and then they're gone.
It's
And
on the shelf.
you never see who looks at them, if anyone looks at them, how useful they are. Whereas, we're very much focused on data-driven content and then being accountable for that. So we'll look at our clients' websites, tell you how they're performing, tell you how many visits you're getting, who's looking at it, look at the search data and say, actually, there's this many people searching for your brand or your disease or whatever that you could be using who aren't currently coming to your site. So here's a plan to get you from nothing to X amount of people, and we will give you the data as you go, to keep us accountable as well. So you know exactly what you're doing, exactly what you're paying for, and that you're getting something tangible out of it, because we can't hide, because we'll give them your reports, we'll give you all the data, specifically through people who are coming from search, then coming to the site. And that's, yeah, I'm very much enjoying that and getting that end to end of seeing a website come to life, seeing what kind of audience you're going after, and then seeing those people actually come through, see the content, interact with the content, and then, yeah, the benefit of that.
Okay. All right. So that sounds like it's working out really well for you. So look, we've run out of time as always, and it's just interesting, I think, for everybody to hear the sort of personal stories. And as you say, you're doing something a little bit different to a traditional med comms role, which in itself is interesting because med comms is a broad range of services these days. It's getting broader and broader. So great to hear from you. Thank you very much. I will just say, I know I can speak for you and say anyone watching this, you're very happy for people to reach out on LinkedIn, aren't you? That's the easy way to
Yeah,
contact you. Yeah.
absolutely.
Excellent. Okay. All right. Well, look, take care. Just give us a little wave and we'll say goodbye for today. But thanks very much.
Great.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you
Cheers.
very much.